As a quick comedic aside, after last night's 5 o'clock mass, a parishioner came up to me, both jokingly, but I think with a little hint of curious seriousness, of saying, you know, Father, with all this wildfire smoke we've been dealing with, maybe Jesus is already setting the world ablaze. That's not the fire this passage is referencing. He's referencing the Holy Spirit, setting it ablaze with the passion that comes with the Holy Spirit, a fire that builds up and illumines and doesn't destroy. And I think that that's ironically a good starting point to understand these two passages together. What is it that divides the household? Now, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, can I think of times when there was three against two and two against three? Yeah. And I think all of you can think of times too, if there's been family arguments, family divisions, that happens. What this is referencing, though, is when we follow Christ, the world resists. So for me, I love my family. And even though I can point back to certain times of division, we've all been unified, despite, and don't get me wrong, my brothers and I have very different thoughts on different things. But our shared faith in Jesus Christ, our shared faith and the God that we love always sees us through. And I think that's an important starting point when we look to the first reading and really try to understand what's going on with this cistern. What's going on with Jeremiah? Jeremiah was called to be a prophet, and as often is the case with prophets, there's a desire from the powers that be to listen to prophetic voices because there's something they see in them that is intriguing. But what is intriguing about the prophet? Is it to maintain a sense of control, a sense of power, self-validate? Because see, the prophets speak the truth. Prophets are like windows and mirrors. They help us see through the window of God's grace to the world that could be but isn't. And at times, prophets are like a mirror that holds something up to our face that we need to see, but maybe we're in denial about and need to see. And I don't know about you, but I'm completely comfortable every time everybody holds a mirror up to me and says, hey, Father, you need to look at this. I have no problem with that, right? No. There's within all of us the natural human disposition to resist when people point out our flaws, our weaknesses, our blindness spiritually. And so therefore, Jeremiah is trying to reveal the truth to the powers that be. And the powers that be say, let's kill him. Sadly, that's kind of a constant theme throughout history that we can hear. But there's also something interesting that at the end of this reading, the powers that be wise up. And they realize, you know what? Sometimes we need to look through the window. Sometimes we need to have the mirror held in our face. We need those prophetic voices to challenge us so that we can deepen our understanding of the truth. And to me, that begs the question, have you ever or have I ever metaphorically thrown somebody into the cistern, even though they love Christ? Or have we felt thrown into the cistern at times because of our love of Christ, and at times with pain in our hearts by people who say they love Christ? That is something that should not occur because we're on the same team, Team Christ. But in that, we oftentimes can run into the fault of, you know, not seeing the world as that which we define ourselves against, but each other. Here's an example. When I was assigned to Roncalli Newman in La Crosse, Bishop Callahan, who, not Bishop Battersby, but Bishop Callahan, when I got the word that I was going to Roncalli Newman, I was excited. College ministry, I just had great thoughts with it. And it's a Newman parish, similar to the one here in Eau Claire. And at that time, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students was going to be introduced to our diocese, and I was going to be the priest. The bishop shared with me, he's like, I want you to integrate focus onto this campus, but I also want you to maintain the integrity of Roncalli Newman. Don't try to change them, just bring the two together. Now, focus very much emphasizes more of the traditional aspects of Catholicism. Roncalli Newman is arguably the most progressive parish in the entire Diocese of La Crosse. Needless to say, I was happy as a clam. No, I was like, now how deep is that cister? Because I have a gut feeling sooner or later I'm going to get chucked down there and I don't know if I'm going to get out of the mud. And a real turning point for me was when one of my missionaries, who was a very good man, stayed in contact with him to this day, he's married now, very much into the more of the traditional mindset of the church. And he came into my office mad, and I thought, oh boy, here we go, here's my sister in a moment. He's like, Father, I don't understand why you just don't go up on that pulpit someday and just preach a real ripper homily against all the progressives in this parish. Drive them out so we can rebuild the whole thing from the ground out. You know, why don't you just do that? And I said, I won't. He said, why not? And I said, because there's progressives that want me to do the same thing to you. Instead, maybe what the Lord is inviting us to do with this awkwardly tense relationship is to realize that the love of Christ that both have, that there's something that both of you get right, and maybe there's something both of you get wrong. And maybe part of this is for us to journey together to really learn from each other first before we just decide to dump one part of the parish into the cistern for reasons that may not be legitimate. And his response was so telling. He said, Father, that's hard. Ah, then that's the way of Christ. Christ doesn't invite us to walk the easy path. It'd be easy just to have a ripper from one direction or the other and just make this a this kind of parish. I know I've shared this with you before, but over the years, people will often ask, Father, we can't get a read on you. Are you a conservative priest or a liberal priest? I struggle enough trying to figure out how to be a Catholic priest. I don't have time to try to be a liberal or a conservative priest. I just like, right down the fairway. That's just kind of the way I try to live my priesthood. And I think for us, we have to be very cautious and careful, especially in the culture of division we live in. Are we throwing our brothers and sisters into the cistern? Are we pulling something that's akin to Joseph's brother, throwing him into the cistern and selling him off into slavery? When we allow anger to grip our hearts about the person sitting next to us in the pew, we need to step back and ask why. Now, are there times within our life we have to confront injustice with a sense of a true, mature, Christian, righteous anger? Yes. But that's more of the trappings of the world, not the people within. It's us defining ourselves in the love of Christ and knowing that when you do that, then yeah, the tensions will come, but not to be divided within the body itself. It is not pleasing to God, and it leads to destruction. Have you ever thrown anybody into the cistern? Have I ever thrown anybody into the cistern? Have you felt thrown into the cistern? Have I felt thrown into the cistern? That those years at Roncalli Newman, I had a lot of cistern time. But it taught me something. It taught me we need to be a Jeremiah parish. We need to be a Jeremiah church. We need to focus as a people of faith to be that window or be that mirror. To in Christ both first understand and then show to others the world as it could be and should be. Or to hold up to the world the mirror to show this is what we see going wrong with us and wrong with the world in a spirit of love, charity, and building up. And not like a wildfire that just destroys for the sake of destroying. We need to be set ablaze with the Holy Spirit so that we can find solidarity with each other as Jeremiah's. We need to move away from the destructive fires of throwing each other as the body of Christ into the cisterns.